Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Siti Nabila is a 9-year-old girl who was last year diagnosed with B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. She was adopted without proper papers, which means Siti Nabila is a stateless child and therefore not entitled to free medical care at a government hospital. Now, her Malaysian adoptive parents earn 1,500 ringgit a month and were unable to pay her 40,000 ringgit medical bill. So how many children are there like Siti Nabila? Children who, through no fault of their own, are stateless and yet fall through every single social safety net. Tonight on the show, we're going to look into what is being done to address this problem. Let's begin with Nur Kamara Muhammad, our first guest tonight. She is a volunteer with Kuching Food Aid, which is a community-led initiative aimed at helping the most vulnerable. Now, Maria started a crowdfunding initiative to help pay for Siti Nabila's medical bills. Yesterday, they managed to hit their goal of raising 48,000 ringgit. Maria, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. And so wonderful to hear that you've managed to raise the money for Siti Nabila. I'm wondering whether you could begin our conversation tonight by sharing the story of Siti and if her predicament, finding herself stateless, being stateless and in lack of medical care, is that predicament shared by many other stateless children?
Hi, thanks for calling, Melissa and Sharad. As one of the volunteers who always help in her Sarawak General Hospital as well, those cases actually, I've met those couple, the parents, in a pediatric ward in Sarawak General Hospital. So when through those visits, I met those two parents who is suffering for with a huge bill. Whereby Siti Nabila have no proper documentation and was adopted since child. So with this, actually her parents submitted the application for Siti Nabila's adoption and Malaysian citizenship a number of years ago, but still waiting for action to be taken. So yeah, they have submitted the application 3 times and were believed to be rejected twice. And the most recent submission was in January this year. So, again, when we check with National Registration Department, the answer is there is a long queue waiting to be processed. So, Siti Nabila doesn't have access to many things that most Malaysians kids take for granted, such as free medical treatment at the government hospital for children suffering from long-term illness, just like Siti Nabila. That's why...
Can I interject, just ask you a question about what would have been the consequence of not raising that money? What the consequence for both the parents and for Siti Nabila herself?
If we didn't raise that money, then the bill will be the outstanding bills will be huge from day to day, from month to month, and then from 40,000 might be to 80,000, and who knows how big will it be? Because the referring to the doctor itself. The treatment for Siti Nabila will be continuing for 2 or 3 years more. So because of this, actually, this is one of the matters which we give priority on the citizenship because, like, rather than we are paying like 1 ringgit for Malaysian citizen when we are admitted to the hospital, then Siti Nabila have to pay around the deposit of 500 ringgit per day in a day in the ward. So this actually, is a worrying cases for the parents, actually. Yeah.
Maria, can I ask you, are children denied medical attention at government hospitals, and these being the stateless children, if they cannot pay or they cannot show proof that they will be able to pay these astronomical bills?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Will they be denied healthcare? And treatment?
We believe so. But of course, as the parents who love their children, they will, they will try to maybe search for other hospital, maybe private hospital, which is double or triple the bills. than that. But yeah, you know, when, of course, without documentation, documented status, actually, we know that the problem of stateless children in Sarawak is significant, and this actually affects thousands of children, just like Siti Nabila. So if they deny, I mean, if they don't have any money to go to the hospital and get the treatment, the right treatment for it, then might be they have to, you know, stop sending Siti Nabila to hospital, and then Siti Nabila will suffer this, and then the sickness will be worsened from day to day, and this will very different. So we hope for better future, but then without those proper medication or proper treatment, then who knows what will happen to this poor child, actually.
Thank you so much, Maria, for helping us understand the story and the situation of stateless children in Sarawak. Thank you again for joining us. We'll be back in a short while. Stay tuned to Consider This.